بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Amongst the noble traits which the Quran Majid stresses upon is that of justice and fairness. Many verses of the Quran pertain to this subject. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إن الله يأمركم بالعدل, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you with justice, with fairness, with equity. And we find this particular trait being found within the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to demonstrate to us just how important, how imperative this characteristic of justice, of adalat is, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recall an incident that had taken place prior to his nubuwat. There was a Yemeni businessman who had come to Makkah Mukarramah. He had brought some goods with him. So he takes these goods to the marketplace. He is attempting to sell them. And here he meets a nobleman from the Quraysh by the name of Al-As ibn al-Wa'il. This person sees an opportunity, so he agrees on a price and he purchases the goods from this Yemeni businessman. And then Al-As ibn al-Wa'il realizes that this Yemeni businessman is a foreigner. He has no friends, no family here in Makkah Mukarramah. And therefore he sees an opportunity that if I oppress him, if I don't pay him his due, then he will have no recourse. He won't have anybody to complain to. So he decides not to pay him. He takes the goods away. This person comes and looks for his payment, and he is turned away by Al-As ibn al-Wa'il. So this businessman then goes to the nobleman of the Quraysh, and he seeks their assistance. He explains the entire situation to them. But because of As ibn al-Wa'il being such a prominent person, he had wealth, he had social standing in Makkah Mukarramah, so nobody was prepared to assist this person. So he then goes to the haram of Makkah Mukarramah. He grabs hold of the ghilaf of the Kaaba and he begins to cry out that who is there who is going to assist a mazloom, an oppressed person, and who is going to stand for justice, for fairness? And upon this, a few of the noblemen of the Quraysh gather in the house of a person by the name of Abdullah bin Jad'an. And here a pact and a treaty is formed in which they promise that لا يظلم أحد في مكة. Nobody will be allowed to be oppressed. No injustice will be permitted in Makkah Mukarramah. They sign this treaty, and these noblemen of the Quraysh now stand guaranteed that if any injustice takes place within the boundaries of Makkah Mukarramah, then we will go forward and we will assist the mazloom, the oppressed person. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was approximately 20 years old at this time, prior to Nubuwat. And after Nubuwat, he would mention this particular incident. He would say, لَقَدْ شَهِدْتُ مَعَ عُمُومَتِي وَفْدًا أَوْ حِلْفًا فِي بَيْتِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ جَدْعَانٍ, that when I was a youngster, I had witnessed this pact, this treaty in the house of Abdullah bin Jad'an. مَا أُحِبُّ أَنَّ لِي بِهَا حُمُرَ النَّعَمِ, and I won't wish to exchange my experience that I was part of this pact, this treaty, even though somebody would offer me the most expensive of camels. But I am prepared to rather keep that experience of mine that I took part in this particular signing. And then he would say, لو دعيت بها في الإسلام, if somebody has to invite me to take part in a similar treaty, a similar gathering, now that I have become a Nabi, لأجبت, then I will most definitely go for it. I will accept it. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is placing his stamp of approval that I approve of such a signing, such a treaty, such a pact, that there should be no injustice whatsoever. And here ulama explained that when it comes to this aspect of adalat, of justice, then there are three avenues that a person has to bring this within his life. One is generally when we speak about our financial dealings, that a person is just and fair when it comes to his business practices. If he is selling some goods, he does not deceive. He is transparent about the condition of the goods. When it's time for him to pay, he pays. When he makes a promise, he fulfills his promise. So this is one aspect. Then together with this, ulama explained that a person has to have adalat, justice, when it comes to his social interactions also. How he deals with people, especially we find one aspect that is generally overlooked as parents. How we deal with our children. A person has 2, 3, 4 children, then he has to be completely just and fair when it comes to his children, whether they are young or whether they are baligh, whether they are old also. Many a times we find parents favor one child over the other, or they give to one child and not the other. So this is incorrect. A person has to be just and fair when he deals with his children. How we deal with those who have rights over us, we give due right to our parents, to our spouses, to our neighbors, to people who have any right over us. So a person has to have adalat and justice in this also. And thirdly, that which is perhaps the most important, is that a person has justice and fairness when it comes to his dealings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does this mean? That a person understands what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me, and I have to now be fair to Allah and also fulfill his commands. As one of the mashayikh had mentioned, that our condition is such that we are making withdrawals from the bank account of Allah. That we continue to take bounties and ni'mats, and we know 90% of our du'as that we make also is that Allah must give me this and give me that and give me that. And of course, we do ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are not making any deposits into that bank account. How much are we giving back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So a person has to be just and fair when it comes to all of these aspects in his life. And then what will be the reward? The hadith of Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu anhuma is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that those who are just and fair, then on the day of Qiyamah, they will be seated near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon pulpits of light, of nur. And they are those people who were just in their decisions. They were just when it came to their family members and in all matters that were delegated to them. They ensured that they upheld this characteristic of justice and fairness. And this will be the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them on the day of Qiyamah. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.